Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Wednesday to you and your families. It's the 18th day into the new year, January 18th, 2017. This is your radio host and producer, Gigi Adams Evans, for Wise Mind Radio, on the platform of the Artist Law for Mr. John Studius T. Lange, Jr., modern philosopher. Tonight, our show will be about impulse of the mind. And we're going to start off with just various questions. So we ask that you engage and indulge in conversation with us and let us know what you're feeling, what you're thinking. Let's discuss the impulse of the mind and let us know how the impulses of your mind help to generate your spirit, your soul, your body through modern-day life. Now, there are so many questions about the mind, and they have always been central to philosophy, and particularly the fundamental question about the relationship between mind and body. That's a question that so many people have asked, and I've heard it asked more than one time in various occasions. But there is a whole spectrum, a whole new spectrum of views on this, ranging from a dualism that sees mind as separate from potentially independent of body, to a more materialistic view that identifies the mind with its own activity.
And so from there, ladies and gentlemen, we will go on with the remainder of the show to talk about those impulses of the mind. And again, welcome to this 18th day in January 2017, well into the new year. And Tito, who is recovering and recuperating beautifully from his surgery, is back on the air again. So everybody give him a wide, wide applause for that. And let's get busy. Hi, Tito. How are you?
Hi, Gigi. I'm very fine. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm great. Just a little stopped up today. My asthma is kind of kicking up with me today, but other than that, I'm great. Thank you.
Yeah, and I picked that up in your voice, that it's not something just lightly, not, I would say, pepper with the beautiful voice that you are being gifted with. Well, without any further delay, I'd like to dedicate this show, this Wise Mind show to you, Gigi.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Wow. I feel like I've just won an Oscar here. Gee, thank you very much.
It's not a feeling, it's a reality. If it is Oscar, whatever, on the highest award would be, that's the one that I'm offering to you, I'm presenting to you. It's you've been doing so much work to make this show what it is today. Yes, you do. You do very good work, and those are not, it's not just work. Your whole heart is in everything that you do to make this show what it is, and working together with me and educating me to what you do, so we can perform very well to on the show. And speaking on the show, I like to also thank and welcome each and every person who, every one of our friends and supporters of the Bullying the Solution educational program and Wise Mind, the Universal Relativity Theory of the Mind, who are listening to the show, because we are who we are because of all of us.
Exactly.
So therefore, since I'm at it, I should say hello to Tito. Tito, how are you doing? Well, I'm doing very fine. And, of course, yes, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm at 7 all the time. But thank God for the power of meditation. And, meditation, because I'm always in meditation. Always in meditation, because the work that the exploration of the mind is one that is done in the spirit, because mind is energy. Anything that you are dealing with energy, you are performing at spiritual level. So that many times it's when, not many, just many times, but all the time, it's when my mind is disconnected a bit from where it's at in the spirit. That's when I realize that I'm in pain. So I'm thankful to love spiritual energy that creates my being, in my being that creates my mind, that I find refuge from the pain at my being level. And I would like to encourage anyone who, I do not want anyone to suffer of anything, even of a mosquito bite. But however, we are human, this can happen to any one of us. Not what happened to me, but any one of us can go through pain, a physical pain. That's just the nature of this body. Make sure, if you have not, and you should have already been a master in meditation, because when you are meditating, your mind is mostly, I don't know at what level for each person, but it's very much detached from the physical world. So therefore, lots of things you may not be, it's good to get away from this physical world as much as you can. But however, do it in a constructive way.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, and I'm looking forward to have a very good show with you tonight. And the show title is Bullying, the Solution, as we all we know. And the vision of the show is to help and redeem the mind of bullies victim, to reinvent the mind of bully victim, and also to renew the mind of the bully, because it is from my own understanding, in the way that it comes to me, which I bounce by many, many, many friends over the years. This is the only way that Gigi and I, can make a great difference in stopping bullying and suicide practices, not only amongst teenagers, but amongst all minds, because there are more adults that commit suicide than teenagers every day. So it's unfortunate that any one of them had the opportunity to understand the universal relativity theory of the mind, the basic understanding of it, so they could have educate their minds, renew their minds, and take management of their minds, protect their minds from thoughts that drains very much, drains their energies to the point of depression and everything else that follows us thereafter. So we thank you so much, and also I'd like to thank you, each and every one of you who do your best to make donations, financial donations, to support the show, because we are transforming minds around the globe. And it's all happening because of your financial donations that keep the show in the air. Please, we let you know that we appreciate you. We are thankful for your gesture, and ask you to always invite young minds and other minds to listening to the show along and together with you. It's a very instructive show. This is an educational show that I personally would have listened to it, because I love learning, especially about the mind. It's very important. So I look forward to spend a good time with you, learning together with you, and discuss questions or comments, issues or matters that you would like to share with us, and we can look at them from different approaches together and learn how. We're going to put up a very good show tonight, as we do every night. Thank you so much. Gigi.
All right. Thank you. And that was very good. Tito, I have to celebrate you as well, since we're giving out brownie points and we're getting ready to rumble into the show tonight. I have to admire you for your intellect and your philosophy. And even though a lot of people don't understand the content of the show, if they would just take the time to listen and to not be judgmental, just to listen and see that we're trying to move forward, but we need their help as well as in supporting us. And we'd also like to ask, for sponsors. We would love to gauge in advertising products and sponsoring you on our radio show. So please, all the emails that I've sent out to sponsors and calling and doing a little bit of door-to-door in my neck of the woods, we'd appreciate a reply, really basically just a reply. And to help us to help you, we work in this together to help each other. So that's what it's all about, that unity, that love that we need to spread. So we're ready to talk about your products, and we're ready to talk about the show. We're ready to help to promote Tito in every way possible. And we ask that you go to www.wisemindevelopment.org. That's one word, wisemindevelopment.org. Pick up a copy of either one of his books, Wise Mind or Who Are We? You won't be sorry that you did that, and you'll be engaging in a better lifestyle once you get the enlightenment of knowing how to expand your mind into a spiritual awareness, because we all really have to awaken our minds. We all have to really know exactly what we're going to do, because of the fact that even in the work of Dr. Hawkins, he also noted that language attracted such as shame and guilt and apathy and grief and fear and desires and angers and pride serve as negative energies, depleting our emotions. That's what Tito talks about in his spiritual awareness shows, as well as other factors about using ourselves in a critical transition of self-awareness. So we have to have a human consciousness of who we are, and we have to really greatly appreciate what the cosmos has to offer us. So without further ado, I'm going to give it back to Tito, and we're going to get ready to rumble here. Tito?
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much, Gigi. By the way, quote-unquote, the term that I was looking for earlier was the vision of the show is to rehabilitate the mind of bully victims, because no matter how long our mind has been bullied, it leaves a scar and does Informations are not forgotten. However, those minds need work to enable it to rise, to tolerate the fact that what happened is what happened, and to continue on, reinvent and reinvent itself as many times that it can, it wants to. But however, that is one way that we can protect our mind at any age for the future. We know that many minds that have been bullied, even while they were teenagers, now they are full-grown adults, 50, 60 years old, and the memories of that moment, of this nightmare, still a major hump for them to rise above. So it's very important. I come back to this because it's rehabilitation of the mind is one that is done through wisdom education. So what is bullying? Bullying is being forced to do things to allow certain, non-welcome infliction by another person, inflictions of pain, humiliations, etc., from another person on you at no fault of your own. It's not easy, regardless for how long it lasts, even if it is for half of a second. Somebody would say one word to you that can do damage. Definitely disturb your energies, for sure, but that can do damage to you, to your mind. And especially if the mind that goes through that experience was not one that was protected before the event took place. It doesn't know what to do. Or other words, well, it will try to do so many things, but oftentimes it can complicate matters much worse than what the actual assault would have done if this person were to have a vision. That is one recommendation I make to so many individuals. I mean, we're talking about all ages. It's important to have a vision. When you have a vision, here is the reason why I keep encouraging everyone to have vision, to have a vision that you are nurturing and creating ways to make becoming a reality every day. That reason is this physical world is made of tragedies, adversities, lies, deceptions, and also, regardless what is the path that a person would take to reach the destination, which is, realize his or her vision, there's going to be distractions. And those distractions, they are just part of the package. A mind has to be so focused on its own vision, the mind and the heart and the being. This is a union of energies that each person should cultivate. However, the mind and the heart has to be so focused on their visions that regardless what the distraction is, it can still be aware of it and continue on past it to go and to get to go on and get to where it aimed to the destination where it wanted to be. Here is a testimony that I like to share with you. Right now, I'm in a transit healthcare assistant home because, do you know that I cannot carry a glass of water, not even a cup of water for two steps, one step, maybe, yes, I can manage. But two steps, I can't. Why? Because I have to hold. It's only one leg that I can I have in use. The other one, I should not, from what the doctor says, I should not even lay. No weight is supposed to be put on it, and it hurts like crazy. So this happened from nowhere. That was in the beginning. I don't remember what day of the month of December. And as you all you know, the road, the journey that led to my discovering of that universal relativity theory of the mind, which enabled me to create self-development wisdom education, character development wisdom education, etc., and wise mind wisdom education, I have been working 24 hours a day. 24/7. Well, 24 hours is a day. 24/7 on it for the past at least 24 years. I focused on it. And finally, that was in the end of November. Gigi knew about that too. Everything was, I'm confident. Of course, yes, it's been tested. By so many teachers of great universities and philosopher colleagues, psychologists, neurologists, so many different individuals from around the globe. And December was the day, was the month that I was going to start promoting it for promoting my talent and to offer services, my services to community, state, nations from around the globe. And within 2 days, I went from a perfect, good, healthy foot to a very badly infected foot. Went to the hospital. I thought that they were just going to, you know, look at it, if it is that bad, which I know it was, open it up and clean it up. That wasn't what happened. I spent 11 days in antibiotics, and every 2 hours they had to give me morphine because the pain was so hard. What I say, this is distraction. I did not have plan for that. This is what happened. I welcome it. I understand it. I accept it. And I am doing everything that needs to be done to get my health back and continue on my journey to realize the vision of offering wise wise mind, universal wisdom, education, the basic understanding of it to everyone. And hopefully with your help, we will be able to offer it through leaders, leaders of countries and nations. So thank you so much for hearing my testimony, and Gigi, I pass you the horn, and I'll see you after this break.
Well, before we pause, Tito, we have a caller on the line. And I'll go ahead and say hello, caller from a 267 exchange. How are you tonight, and what question would you like to have directed to Mr. Lodge?
Hello, my name is Lamont, and I have a question. Why do bullies have to be so violent?
Pardon, what was the question again?
Why
do bullies have to be so violent?
You know, I don't hear the words clearly.
Okay, he says, why do bullies have to be so violent?
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry about that. I thought I hear that, but I don't. I wanted to make sure that this. Okay. The reason why a person bully someone who is at peace with him or her is because this person's mind is being bullied by something. So it takes the frustration on someone else. That's what causes a person to bully someone else. Do you have another question?
That was about it.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you. And your name again was Lamont, and you're calling from a 267 exchange. Thank you, Lamont, for calling in. And if you'd like to stay on and listen to the show, please do so. And if not, and you have to go, we understand. But we really do appreciate you calling in and asking Tito the question. We're going to go into a brief break, and we'll be back in just a few moments. And you're listening to Wise Mind with modern philosopher Mr. Justinius Tito Lodge, Jr. And if you have any questions that you would like to direct to Mr. Lodge, please do so by calling in at 646-200-3817. We're on from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and we would love to engage with dialogue with you. So we'll be back after I'm going to play a piece of poetry for a change instead of the music. So I hope that you enjoy the poetry, and we will be back in just a few moments. So hang tight and stay with us and enjoy the poetry. It's called Words.
Words. Words are most important because the first thing you heard, they were spoken to you. Words in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. God spoke and said, let there be words. As a child, what do you remember most? The sound of your mother's voice? Words. What does a parent try to encourage intensely? She listens for her baby to say words. What is your name? A word, the Bible says, the power of life and death is in the tongue. Words. Wars are started because of words. Your commitment is made to God with words. A marriage is consummated with words. Love and hate, two small words, yet two of the most powerful words. The Word of God said, let the weak say, I am strong. Words. The greatest deceiver used words to deceive Eve. And use words to tempt the Word. If words carry life or death, how careless are you handling them? Think how important your words are in your confession of faith, even in how you go through the day. If God was not a man of his word, where would we be today? What hope would we have? My words uplift when spoken in love. They cast down when spoken with God. Words can set free or bound, as if I give you all, give you, or I shall never forgive you. Words can bring exceeding great joy or utter despair. Our words can utterly change our life. Yes, Lord, oh, how small the phrase, but oh, so awesome when said from the heart. Words, I'm saved. And even greater, the joy when words that man cannot understand flow from their lips, the unknown tongue, words. People die, worlds crumble, but words live on. There are many books in the world, more than you and I could ever read, but there is just one word that can change the course of life, the word God calls his son. For this word was with God, and this word was made flesh and dwelt among men, and now this word abides in me, you, and all believers. And when we speak, we should be saying, "And this saith the Lord." We use letters for words, but God used words to form worlds. We communicate through the movement of the hand, shuffle of the body, the wink of the eye, a mild nod of the head, and yes, even with a pat on the back. But nothing is more profound than the spoken word. What can be any greater than a word spoken by a person waking up out of a coma, or forming words by a stroke patient? Words can be hid away and yet kept. Thy words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Words I can meditate, I can ponder, but there is nothing more satisfying than crying out before God. Help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Words. And in the end, what will be the words we hear? Well done, or I know you not. Terror or joy? Words. God spoke to me, and he said, don't confess nothing you don't want. So I admonish you to be careful with your words.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother May with one of her beautiful pieces of poetry, and I'd like to give credit to her for letting us, allowing us to play that tonight on the show, Words. And we are talking about words, actually, how they can be provoked or non-provoked. And this is Wise Mind Radio, and we're talking about the subject tonight, of course, bullying, and our subtopic, the impulse of the mind. And with that in hand, we have Mr. Lodge on the air with, he's recapping all the things that we didn't have a chance to do while he was recuperating from his surgery. And we do encourage that you call in at 646-200-3817, as we say, to rumble with us. So we're going to get busy, and I'm going to ask Tito a couple of questions that I would like to be answered myself, and we're going to move on in. So remember, call in 646-200-3817, Wise Minds with modern philosopher Johnsonius Tito Lodge, Jr. Okay, Tito, I have a couple of questions for you, too, that I want to pick your brain for tonight. I have a lot more, but I'm going to be in asking you, in, you know, intermittently between you giving the lecture of what you need to talk about tonight too, to carry on for the topics and subtopics. But can I really know another person, or am I just guessing for what I see or hear about them? Does your subconscious mind, in some kind of way, your mind help you to know that person in an energy kind of way, a spiritual way, a non-spiritual way? How does your mind do that? How does your mind help you to feel comfortable with that person? How do you know that person is really someone that you need to be around, basically?
That is a very good question, Gigi. And I'm glad that you asked it, because recently I had an experience like that. I cannot say that it is the first time I ever explore the possibilities, many possibilities for that. What could, in regard to the question that you asked, what makes it so? But however, what I have come up with is the fact that I believe, and from my experience, my recent experience with this is whenever, not just recent, but the recent one, is that whenever that you are okay, whenever that you are thinking, your mind is focused on a specific person, it is either that this person's energies is around you, or yours goes to wherever this person physically is, or around this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave it at that, because I'm very wise. I make wise decision when it comes to how far I would allow my curiosity to go. I don't try to figure out, well, when, I would not try to figure out when is my energy goes there and when someone else's energy comes to me, even though I could find many experiences, personal experiences that support whether my energy goes to a place, let's say for a place. I believe that it's either your mind goes there or it is your conscious that is relieving or replaying the pictures, the sound, music or sound, and the fear of that specific place. And right away it reminds you of it. Also, for the question that you ask, Gigi, I do, yes, I can say so, confidently say so. I mean, that's one way, every way that, this is one way to look at it. When you are in the companionship of a person, or your energy may go based on what I just mentioned to you, which are facts, I've been through them many, 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 many times. When your energy goes to, your mind goes to a person, it experiences love, period. Love or force, sorry. These two extremes, love or force. Now, the interpretation of which one it is may have everything to do with the mind, the education, the wisdom education of each mind before that mind start paying attention to those moments. And I would encourage anyone to those are good exercises to do.
Mm-hmm.
Meditate on your, observe your mind's activities, so you can cultivate awareness. There are so many awarenesses that can be cultivated. We had a show on that.
Yes, we did.
So you can understand how your own mind operate, because each mind is unique. The way that mind would interpret an experience, or in words that I would use to formulate the ambiance of that experience, may be different, much, much different than, or definitely would have to be different somehow to anyone else, even though we understand it. Because remember, love is, there are two versions of love. One is universal energy, and the other one is human energy. And the human energy is the one that our minds can create when it is educated to wisdom of universal, of love, universal energy. That, do I answer?
Yeah, you answered it Yeah, you answered it for me very much. Thank you. But I also wanted to know, even if we have questions about the mind, you know, as we've talked about it so many times, they have some sort of connection between the from central patterns of thought to philosophy and then so on. But the fundamental question is about the relationship between the mind and the body. So how can we relate to the fundamental sources between the mind and the body? Because of the views on this, are they range from dualism to other, you know, things in the human spectrum of our consciousness. How can we relate to it?
The relation between the mind and the body, or I would say the basic understanding of it from wise mind, universal wisdom, relativity, is that the mind adapts a body.
Mm-hmm.
A human, yeah, it adopts it, and I do not know when, at what moment it does it, and they started bonding and working together even while the fetus was still developing in the womb. They started to bond.
Mm-hmm.
The mind, it is the first, I believe, strongly so far, or until I discovered differently, the first action, the first work of the mind as far as energy it creates is before a person is born, is curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe strongly that it is, it had to do that. And it is curiosity that caused the brain to, it is curiosity that stimulates the brain. The brain
mm-hmm.
cells, brain, everything in the brain. And when
okay.
the brain is stimulated, it works well with every one of the physical, every one organ and part of the body. However, it makes sense to me to hold on to these belief, because what caused a baby to open its eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Curiosity. It hears, of course, yes, the brain is stimulated. It, the brain starts stimulated from the minute that curiosity energy is alive in a person's existence. The brain starts to stimulate, to be stimulated. Well, I hear, what the heck is going on? I hear noise. I hear, What is it? What is it? To the point where the brain will, I believe, will send energies to muscles around the eyes that cause it to open up to see what is making noise, what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we cannot know. This is this is one thing that we can we can see with the naked eye, but we don't know
right.
how much more work that that energy it does. So to the question again, there is a great relationship between the brain and the mind is one of energy. The
mm-hmm.
brain is any and all experience that the brain encounter during a person's journey on earth, it
right.
automatically transmit those informations to the mind.
Right.
And also,
go ahead, sorry. No, go ahead.
And I would say, yeah, it serves as transmitter and receiver. It receives information from the mind, and because the mind makes all decisions, brain does make decisions. So there is, of course, yes, there is energy relationship between the mind and the brain.
Okay, having said that, Tito, with all the transmission, you know, from one point to another, I got another question for you, and it's kind of it's interesting that you would say what you said because it blends right into the question. So do we passively receive data from the outside world, or does our mind shape the world that we experience, you know, inside? How does that work?
Okay. Our mind, if it is, or if it is cultivated to do so, and that comes also with experience, with through practice, can hear anything and everything that is being, any noise that goes on in any part of any universe. And we hear them. However, to identify what we hear and what we hear, the mind has to be accustomed to what it's looking for. Yes, if a mind is just drifting our way and it comes across anything, yes, it comes across anything. But a mind that is searching for a specific knowledge, specific energy, which is knowledge is energy as well, it will find it. It will find it. And Professor Stephen Hawkins says that, and that's when I started really, really paying close attention to him. He says, yes, physically, he is no good for anything. And that he used his handicap, physical handicap, he takes advantage of his physical limitation to use his mind and send his mind around the universe to find information about how things work. From the physicists of how things work, what is out there and how they work. And everybody is amazing. Everyone is very amazed to what he has come to discover. And myself, I know this is what happened to my mind too. How do I come up with that universal relativity theory of the mind? Is because I use my mind so much in going into meditation all the time, in my cultivation of my own spirituality, and progressively throughout my life that happened. I come to understand that my mind is here to serve me. So when I accept that, I start creating beliefs and faith in its abilities to do just that. And the more that I trust it, the more it reveals itself to me. It's not that, put it this way, not the more it reveals itself. It always reveals everything. But the more I come to understand about what kind of work that it can do and it has been doing for me.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
It does make sense because it's just what you're saying is that, you know, certain things, questions about the mind, you know, in existence as we know, you know, human life, it has always been sort of a central philosophy for us to particularly find the fundamental questions about ourselves and between the relationships of me, myself, and I guess for a better way of expressing that. And we find the difference between the mind and the body also. So I guess the whole spectrum views on this is, as again, as I said, sort of like a dualism because we have the both of two worlds and we just have to learn how to use them separately, I guess, at some point in time. Because I can't imagine anything being more relevant than this ourselves, you know, especially with the mind content, the spiritual consciousness, how we connect with the cosmos and how we do so many things. And you said it is not connected to the brain. I would like for you to elaborate on that one because we had a question that was after the show about you saying that the brain is not connected to the mind. So if you'd like to indulge on that one, but I'd like to ask the caller who is still on the line. Do you have any more questions for us, caller?
Yes. What is consciousness?
What is consciousness?
Okay. You said consciousness. This consciousness is a term that consciousness is a term that I erase in my vocabulary for the following reasons. I know that the mind is made of three components. Three components that make the entity of the mind. One is conscious, which is where all informations in a person's life, in each person's life, that's where all informations that ever are recorded, encountered, throughout a person's life, that's where they are all, that's your archives. And whenever you need any information, I mean, it gets it so quickly that, well, the ones that it uses a lot, it uses a lot. Within less than a billionth of a second, it will get an information for you. Informations that you don't visit, you don't use that much, it takes a little bit of time to quiet the mind. Maybe the mind has to go in the, well, to quiet the entire body too. Because our body is made of energy sensor. The body has to be quiet in order to receive information. And then there is the conscience. A conscience is our judge, our energy judge, our energy, it's our energy judge. It's there to make sure that you don't cross your freedom perimeter limits in anything and everything. It wants to make sure that you don't cross your friendship perimeter limit in communication, in when socializing with others. It makes sure that, I mean, everything, if you're educated to wisdom, it is the one that learn, understand the wisdom, and keeping your decision, guiding your decision, your mind decision making process. And there is the doubt too. The doubt is there to remind you of everything that it knows about anything that you are in the process of doing. Whether if it what it knows and what it doesn't know too. So I hope this would answer your question, Gigi.
Yes, that was from the caller, but I'd like to also interject, too, in a different way. You said that you don't have a conscience, but as far as social life, morality, and basic self-respect, don't they all depend on some sort of common sense notion, you know, for us to be free in our conscious mind, to have that responsibility of the individual to be intelligent in some sort of way, because I mean it's aided by the ability to communicate, to have memory, to have collective memory and everything with other people. So with our sense of awareness as to what you talked about before on the show, who we are and what point of view we have, how does that all coincide with that? Because you say you don't have a conscious, but consciousness houses.
No, consciousness,
some sort of,
I just remove that from my vocabulary and replace it with the term awareness.
Okay, awareness. All right.
Awareness. This is a term to replace. I replace consciousness, the term consciousness with. Conscience is something different. Conscious is something different. And also awareness is completely different than consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You may not... It is important, well, I encourage everyone to cultivate as many awareness that they can, because each awareness that you cultivate has, I don't know how many senses, but at least 8 senses.
Mm-hmm.
So each awareness that you cultivate and you master, it is like expanding your life or adding on additional senses to your life, to your 6 or 7, the 6 or 7 ones that is available to us at the human level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best way that I found to be very safe, intellectually sound, philosophically proven, that conscious awareness is being conscious of something that is happening, even whether you can see it or not, whether you can feel it or not, but you are aware of it. Awareness of something could be something you see, something you sense, something that, you know, we all will have different awareness of things. Some people would say, ooh, they scratch mm-hmm. their hand palm and saying, I'm going to get some money. Because every time that happens to them, money is on the way. And it always does. That is one awareness.
Okay.
And there are so many, so many. We have to, it's each person to observe mm-hmm. how, create them, or well, observe how energies flow through you, manifest within you, and your mind will create awareness for certain movements, symptoms, or reactions, or some kind of indication that you will get because it's happened so many times, or as many times as you need to really confirm to yourself, that's
mm-hmm.
how it works for me. This is an awareness.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And you know, I understand that too very well because, you know, I was reading back a little while ago about Dr. David Hawkins and his theory on human consciousness as well as yours, and you said that it's more of an awareness, which basically boils out to pretty much the same thing, but... You know, Tito, he was talking about the overall average level of human consciousness, and it stands at, from the late 1990s, the consensus says that it stood at 207 to levels of 207, and then it dropped to 200 levels below because so many people were not active and they had a great imbalance, you know, with their awareness or human consciousness, to so to speak. So, well, do you think that this is going to help to deter humanity? If you think it's going to cause us to be to a decline, humanity will demise itself from what we know as Earth now because of the levels of the awareness, or you know, for some
not at all. In fact, this is what wisdom does. That's what we are teaching. We teach the wisdom that would enable the mind to create and nurture its own awareness, awarenesses that to help that will be guide well to help whomsoever create them. There are, for example, as you know, respect is one of the wisdom that I still haven't even scratched, even though I spent years of linking it to what would be the present solution to cyberbullying practices. A mind that does not, that is not familiar with the knowledge, principles, understandings, discipline, manners, and virtues, and wisdom of respect, is one that is not aware of so many basic aspects of respect. Okay, let me give you an example of respect. Something that happened to me personally. The director of the center where I am going through rehabilitation right now, I've talked with her assistant and as she was coming into work. And I told her, oh, I'm coming to see you. I want to chat with you about something. And then, for some reasons, my mind switched her and the director, the directrice of the place. And I just went on the directrice office door, and she saw me as, we make eye contact. But, however, I stood by the door and knocked. And she says, oh, Tito, come in, light up the room for me. And last night, it was like in the middle of the night, I wake up. What is in my mind is that I crossed over my respect perimeter limit. I did not tell her or ask her at what time. I did not have an appointment to go to her office. And when I saw her this afternoon, I'm like, great that I see you, because I wanted to apologize to you for invading your office space without, you know, any kind of asking for permission. She says, when? I said, yesterday. She says, come on. I said, no, that's me. But, however, this is exactly what we are talking about. It is the level of awareness, respect that my mind has cultivated. I have an awareness that you'll be surprised things that I will pick up on. I get hard on myself. I remembered about maybe 14 years, 15 years, no, 20 years ago. I told a customer of mine, that I was so busy, that's why the time flew, I didn't call her, when that wasn't the case. The case was I completely forget about her. Mm-hmm. I apologize to her. She's, oh my goodness, Tito. She started crying. But that's me. I have that. I become so sent, that energy is so strong in me that it picks up on so many things that most people would not even be aware of. When I'm so aware, pardon?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, for me, I'm so aware of them. It's not just as far as respect. It goes for in so many, so patience, humility, peace, so much, so all of those spiritual energies, I create or are encouraged spiritual relationship between them and my mind. So they teach me. They teach my mind. They educate my mind to so many things. And that's what, when I go into meditation, that's what I do. I listen to them. I hang out with them. And that's how I picked up. Not picked up, but I learn from them. And
so,
I interpret, I interpret them into human words through English, French, Creole, or Spanish, and communicate through wise mind.
That's interesting, because I know from our human levels of consciousness or awareness that you would like to call it, you know, it rises, it's kind of like an exponential kind of a capacity to affect others around us. It's like an energy wave that kind of reaches out to you, just grabs you, because of the fact that it tells us as individuals that that capacity to make that change is infectious by transmitting that energetic awareness around us and others, because of the fact that the energetic changes come through our social and our cultural forms of life. Just like you said, when you're engaged in people, you know, meeting them in all walks of life, because let's see, I think it was because of the fact that our developmental changes at some point of our lives helped to go on a larger scale, and then that kind of helps create that more awareness, that change within us, and it changes our daily lives, and it changes everything around us. So you're reaching out invisibly with energy to focus on your attention, and yet you're still creating incredible energies to still accommodate everybody that comes into your life, you know, the room or whatever, wherever you are, because I think that happens with individuals who are grounded and they have meditated so much that they're in balance with themselves, because it's just an awareness of being alive and knowing that there is no fear within your own personal human life form that would not deter you from being that magnet, so to speak, in reality. I guess that's the best way. Something of color, something that's energetic to attract, even though people don't even realize it, to a certain extent. So that's amazing.
Sure. And, you know, this is what the cultivation of spirituality, and, through their, spiritual energies, create, all energies are created by love. The cultivation of them, or cultivation of relationship with them, which can only be done in the spirit, through the process of meditation. That's what we get from it. We learn, they educate us. We're not here, our beings did not, we are not here alone. Not only our beings are with us, monitoring and everything, up to an extent, if we choose to. However, there are all spiritual energies, which are universal. They are here to help us. That's what angels do. Angels, they go around and help each other. Whatever that you do, they do it with you. And I don't know what else they do, but I tell you what is a good lifestyle. That's the lifestyle that I love. And No wonder why I am someone who is so passionate in teaching universal relativity theory of the mind, because I know that from personal experience, anyone who is receptive to those wisdom of the universal wisdom of the mind. In fact, I create many of them. That's how I tested them for individuals and for couples and for small groups, and they work well. That's why I know that I can create them for group. But however, what has happened is that each mind, because each mind is unique, you cannot, I cannot create a bunch of, like, which is the basic way that the world has been educating people, is someone who understands or master a wisdom, explore it, and write in the form of education how for everyone to do the same, to explore it, which to me is wrong. That's not the way you do, because each mind is unique. If you go, if a person would like to master, for example, wisdom of respect, and that person would come to me for consultation, I would have to spend time with this person to the point where my mind will connect as close as possible, up to a point. I will never know the uniqueness of another person's mind energy, but as close as possible to it, and to be confirmed by that person. Then I can go on and say, okay, it has to be together with that person to create specific respect, energy, wisdom for that person or group of person. If it is a group of person, there are different ways to approach it. But ways, another way to approach for a group, you know, before you can create respect of wisdom education for that group. So it's not that complicated at all. No. That's the simplest thing that I know. But you just have to understand the wisdom of it. Because if you don't, you're going to very much abuse and rape a person's mind energy.
Right.
You don't force, you offer. You
right.
offer knowledge to a person. If that person is interested, then this person's mind's gonna grasp whatever the information it is, but to and from its own mind energy uniqueness. Speaking of
hey,
that,
I wanted to ask you this too, Tina. I got a
okay.
question for you real quick before we go on to break. You know, you mentioned about giving people, helping them to have knowledge and everything. So within that consciousness or that awareness, is there awakening of our empathic mind? Is that something that we already inherently own, or do you help to cultivate that, or help a person to cultivate the empathic mind because of the fact that it's a necessity for us to have the knowing, the intuition, and the self-trust and integrity. So, you know, with everything depleting, it seems, on a critical level, how do you do that? How do you help? Because let me do it this way. What is the difference between the impulse of the mind and having an empathic mind? Maybe that would be a better question.
What is the difference between... You ask me many questions, you know that.
I'm sorry. Well, you
want that. Let me try to answer the first.
You know, I got a lot of questions for you tonight. So don't. You won't have to come out that bag. No. Let me ask it again.
No problem.
The awakening empathic mind is our natural inheritance. Do you believe that? And
the
what
answer
is
the yes. For that question, the answer is yes. And we get it naturally from our being. The nature of our being. Each person's being is what we call an angel.
Okay. Exactly. An angel. That's
it creates our mind. Our mind knows about it. But while it's going through this physical journey on earth, if it doesn't, each mind, when it starts this physical journey on earth, it comes slate clean.
Mm-hmm.
It has to
now,
be taught. Yes, let's
okay.
clean. It has to be taught and encouraged to practice the principles, discipline, manners of search lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. It's the lifestyle of angel.
Exactly.
And we have unless a mind is educated to it and encouraged, it won't do it.
But it has to have one particular thing for me who ask so many questions, but it has to have one particular thing in order for it to happen over time, right? And that word would be trust. Is that not correct?
Pardon?
Trust. Does that have any awakening in the emphatic mind or the mind impulse? You have to have that trust?
Trust comes after that. Because you're in order for trust, trust is an energy that kicks in on its own. There is a level of beliefs and faith that you have in an energy or a lifestyle or a way that or the abilities of your mind. It comes natural that your trust, your mind will naturally create trust for it. It has to have experience with it. For example, majority of individuals who fly an aircraft, yes, they believe it will take them there. They have faith that aircraft is safe. You know, but trusting it, if me personally, I don't. What I call trust, what I know trust is, I have not developed and cultivated trust for aircraft. Oh, I love flying to go places, but trust, nah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nah. Yeah.
So it's not about. You said it comes after the empathy. So with our body
consciousness. It comes with personal experiences.
Okay. So our body is always aware of reacting to directly or indirectly things in our life that can cause us to, so to speak, have our electrical nerve responses that comes from the mind and the brain as well, but through.
Correct.
Other proponents in our body as well, because even though we're not going to go into neuroscience to talk about it, because there's a relative theory about that as well, but that'll be another conversation at another radio show. And my questions, they come quickly because of the fact that there's a lot that I have to ask. So maybe next time on the next show, I'll ask even more questions, and it'll be even more than this question, the questions that I have tonight. So you gotta get up on your good foot now, and you gotta get ready to rumble. You said you wanted to rumble, and that's why I'm throwing these questions at tonight. So
that is great. I mean, we are pretty much halfway to the third period of the show, which will be the end of it about in 12 more minutes. So I was going to ask you if you have another question. We can go through it very quickly. And after that question, if you do have one, I will talk about what I will give. I will talk about or give us my speech on the impulsive mind, which should be about 3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes. Yeah, that's 3 to 5 minute speech in a show like this one. It's good time. It can be remembered.
Or Tito, who talks long time.
Oh, my goodness. I know that I will try. Well, I don't know. That's why I need an additional maybe 8-10 minutes behind that in case I get out of, I go out of my usual chat, because again, every thought that my mind is nurturing, it just continue on exploring, because that's what it does since I was a kid. exploring thoughts and ideas.
Well,
and that's a physical.
Hey, we have 8:20, ladies and gentlemen, into our close down hour, and I'm going to stop asking so many questions tonight, as Tito has told me tonight, and I'm going to let him talk, and we will finish up with a song at the end to close out the show. So, Mr. Lodge, get ready to rumble. Your time starts.
Yes, I am.
Your time starts now.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Gigi. Well, the topic of tonight's show is the impulsive mind. Dear friends, pay attention to this. That's why I'm going to make this as short as possible so you don't have too many things to be remembering. But the
$5 bits, everybody.
Topic.
Okay.
Mind, it is the mind that makes decisions, all decisions. And many minds, including mine, go through, at all time, even today, there are some impulses. I have to be aware of them. I observe my mind's behaviors. That's how I caught them. But those impulsive, what they are random decisions that your mind makes for you without any kind of awareness that it was to be doing that. We usually, the normal way is we have the intention, the way it starts is we have the curiosity, the intention, and desire, etc., and then we reason on why do I want to do this, why do I want to do that, what would be the repercussions of, what will be the reaction of my action if I take this action. Questions like that, those are important, and each person should make sure that they get those answers very satisfactorily answered before they take action on a decision. Or that's how you make that. Those are the formulas to make a decision on which you're going to take action. But impulse causes you to take actions and you don't even know why. You're not aware of why a person is talking with you and suddenly you, where did you go to school? That person is talking about his or her mother who is in hospital, or a friend who is suffering, and you could stay quiet and come out. Did you go to the party, last year or the end of the century party? Party like it was 1999. It's like, how the heck do you ask me a question like that when I'm so busy explaining something that means so much to me? Well, the person that asks a question, it is an impulse of the mind. And that impulse also, it could be differently. It could be an impulse that caused the body to take physical action. Here's an impulse. A person is driving, and suddenly there is a beautiful car that passed by, and that person got distracted immediately. It has to look at the car and leave the responsibility of being focusing on his driving and cause an accident. That doesn't happen every time it's happened. That's why people say, oh, yeah, multitask. This is the wrong activities to encourage your mind to do. You have a bunch of things to do. Write them down on a piece of paper. You're aware of all of them, but you focus on one thing at a time. And until you're done with it, you don't go to the next one. If you are listening to a story, listen to it all the way. And I think it's a good exercise to do from now on, watching movies. you focus on the movie, or you're not paying attention to it. Or like me, I'm the person that every time my metabolism reach a level low, certain low level, I fall asleep. I mean, just I would pass out like a light. So therefore, what I do is for me to watch a movie with full attention, it has to be entertaining to me, because I need entertainment. I like fun. I like to smile. I like to laugh. I like to giggle. If not, you would see me, you know, playing solitaire on a tablet, or I'll be looking at the television screen, maybe not even looking at the television screen. My mind is something else, but still aware of the direction that the movie is taking. And afterwards, I can explain it. But however, to the topic, it's impulse. Something just, my mind just get off the movie and go follow some thought of something that happened 3 years ago, or somebody that I saw, or somebody that pay me compliment, or somebody that ticked me, or whatever. So it is important that for everyone, I would encourage you to do that. Starting tonight, pay attention to the behaviors, to each and every one of the behaviors of your mind. That's how you can understand and discover certain impulses it developed. And it's not one impulse in a lifetime. It can develop impulse for food. Yes, I enjoy hamburger, but because I see a hamburger, I'm not going to want to eat one right away. But certain impulse for those individuals whose mind is not as disciplined as mind is, would just finish eating a good filet mignon dinner, steak, and then saw something that they like, let's say peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh, I want one. Are you hungry? No, but I want one. They say they intend to have one, not because they really need one, but it's because the impulse already dictates that's what they need. That's what they want. And they go and do it. And it goes for so many things. Oh, look at this guy. Look at this girl. Man, I'm going to talk to her. I like to know her. Oh, man, I would like to kiss her. Those are impulses. Why don't you look at a person and say, man, you know something, the creator of all human beings is a great God. You know, it has to be love. And move on. As you are moving forward, you notice it, you acknowledge it, but you don't stay on it. You don't let it take your focus to the point where you have to physically act on it. So if you do that, what I have discovered is most arguments and upset that a person experiences with another one is when that other person, without reasoning on, well, impulse of that person's mind, just boom. Some bad things comes out, bad words, or, you know, whatever that it is that doesn't go well for the moment. It's not that what that person does is wrong. It's timing. Timing is everything. Timing is everything. If I'm eating dinner with you, I just finished eating dinner with you, say, oh, Tito, you hungry? I can interpret it as though you say, the way that I saw you eating like a pig, you must be hungry. I can interpret it in so many ways. I just finished eating dinner. Those are things you don't say. You don't say to respect. You don't say it. If it comes up, oh yeah, it was a good dinner, but it was a small portion. If I bring it up, yeah. But if you let your impulse to whether or not what you think you saw is what it is, but your impulse, it crossed your mind, don't even pay attention to it. Stay focused on the good time that we come around the table to enjoy while consuming a meal together. That is the focus. Stay focused. And thank you so very much for listening to the show tonight. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you who are supporting Wise Mind radio show, and reminding you that we need your financial contribution. Your financial gift, so we can stay in the air, transforming minds. And for consultations, I offer one-on-one consultation sessions. If there is any wisdom, specific wisdom, such as patience, peace, whatever, the universal wisdom that you would like to consult with me on, feel free to contact me. Visit our website. Contact me at titolange@yahoo.com. And go into our website, www.wisemindevelopment.org. Wisemindevelopment is one word, .org. There are so many great articles that I'm still writing and publishing articles on the solution, bullying the solution. The mind can be bullied by just a thought. You may not even know what thought is bullying your mind because you haven't developed the awareness of the activities of your mind. So I will be open to have a session with you and get you on your way to cultivate relationship with that spiritual energy, and also cultivate your own version of it at the human level. Thank you so very much. I will see you next Friday. And remember, the vision of this radio show is to rehabilitate the team's minds and to renew the mind of the bullies. If the bullies stop bullying, well, that's one way, one step. But what they have done to the person whom they have bullied in the past can continue to bully this person for life. We need to help this person rehabilitate his mind. And this is what we are here for. And that's where your financial contributions and financial donations will go for. Thank you so very much, and I will see you next Wednesday. Invite your young minds to listen to the show too, because their minds need Wise Mind Universal Wisdom Education. Good night, Gigi.
You promise that you never leave me. But to leave me alone, although this heart of flesh becomes a heart of stone, yeah, you promise you never.